What's going on, Patreon community, a versus community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
It's your boy Big Daddy Tussle, Vern Lee.
Oh, okay. We'll see what it is by the time we get to midwinter. So, looked like we was getting some mediocre spoilers at first, but then the whole box got spoiled for Future Foundation. So let's go ahead and crack into it. We got four MCs: Mantle, Ant-Man, Thor, Submariner, and Jennifer Walters. Let's go ahead and start with She-Hulk. Jennifer Walters, Fantastic Four, level 1, 0, 4, 5 health, aka She-Hulk. She has the keyword seriously injured. She-Hulk starts the game with two wounds and super the level up gamma irradiated blood transfusion. Level up 2 XP. At the start of your main phase, Jennifer may pay one green or reveal a Hulk character in your hand. If she does, heal a wound from her and she gains 1 XP. Now, let's go down here to the. Where's the level up? Oh, there's a level up. Okay, so level up. She-Hulk, still Fantastic Four, level 2 is 666 health. She has Savage She-Hulk, main phase green. Wound She-Hulk and a character she could attack. And the keyword, you wouldn't like them when they're angry. When She-Hulk or Hulk character on your side attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on it equal to the total wounds on She-Hulk and Hulk characters on your side. Huh. Get big quick. Okay, thoughts on She-Hulk?
I think that She-Hulk might be the best main character in the box.
Okay, do tell.
I think her level up is easy. I think you should be able to level up on, as of now, with the cards that we currently have, she should be able to level up on two most games. So her level up shouldn't be an issue. And the other thing I'll say is that the badness, the crappiness of the Hulk cards don't matter in the deck because you're not trying to play them. You just
Correct.
need them to level her up, and then you're going to try to end the game as fast as possible. And that's why I like her.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. She only need 2 XP, but unfortunately, if you take hits, then that means you'll only have one health left. Which means if you only have one health left, she won't be able to use green ability. But she does gain a health, but it's a risky proposition.
Well, if you
So.
take hits, remember you level when you get XP, you also heal. So,
Oh, yeah, it's if she does heal a wound and she gains XP. Okay. At starting main phase, reveal a Hulk character in your hand if she does heal a wound. Okay. So you might be breaking even. You might take a hit, reveal a green, take a hit, reveal a green, level up. I got you. So you'll be starting off and you'll have four health, possibly better than that on level 2. That's what you're saying.
correct.
Gotcha. Okay. All
Not
right.
to mention, she's on green, so you want to heal and heal.
Right. It's stuff that heals all with using greens. I like her for the fact that there's you can wound people outside of combat. You know, so that's going to be able to get some other stuff done in your favor. You know, greens are free with Vicky, and the amount of counters she could get is pretty good considering, like I said, a Hulk character or when she has wounds. So that means if she has two wounds, when she does attack, she's going to be 8/8. She's not going to be 6/6 on her very first attack. Of course, now if she takes no wounds at level 1, well, now she's 6/6/6 health and she has the green. So that's not working in your favor. You really want to start knocking her down to size before she can be, you know, decent size threat. Yeah. So like I said, I do think she's a good character. Not the favorite character, not my favorite character in this set, but if she is solid.
I didn't say she was my favorite. I said she may be the best main in the box. Maybe.
I
I'm
didn't
not
say you
completely
did.
sure.
I'm just saying.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah, I didn't say she was my favorite. I'm just saying I have a favorite from the box, one that I'm definitely eager to look forward to playing. So let's see. And moving on to Mantle, Ant-Man, Fantastic Four, level 1, 255 health. He has keyword shrink. First time he gets attacked, canceled combat. He also has keyword left in charge for 4 minutes. Character's name, Human Torch, Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic, and Thing can't appear on your side. And his level up is 1 XP named Uh-Oh. Starting on your fourth turn during your build phase, you may reveal your hand. If you reveal Human Torch, Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic, and Thing, put all characters with those names in your hand on the bottom of your deck and draw that many cards, shuffle your deck, and Ant-Man gains 1 XP. Keeping that in mind, let it look up his level 2. He is still Fantastic Four, 5-5 with 5 health. That's rough. He has the Antastic Four. Characters on your side have shrink. Now that is a game changer. The Fantastic Four are missing. Human Torch, Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic, and Thing can't appear on your side until they return. Okay, the Fantastic Four return. Starting on your eighth turn, once per game during your build phase, if Human Torch, Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic, and Thing are in your hand, you may put them onto your side. Now, here's pay attention to what the wording is saying here, because the wording is saying starting on your fourth turn, that has absolutely nothing to do with your resource row. So it's not like you can ramp to your fourth turn. No. You have, the amount of resources you have and what turn you have are two completely different things. So, like I said, starting on your fourth turn, that's a rough one. You're revealing them from your hand, and then you're drawing stuff. You got to be playing something. So now I have to hold these cards in my hand and still be playing something else. That's rough. That's a rough one. And then to go from 255 health to 555 health. And granted, all my characters will have shrink, so that'll be problematic. I don't know if that's enough. I don't know if that's enough, because that's like I said, that's a rough one. I'm not even able to do this until turn four. Whew, that's rough. Thoughts on Mantle Ant-Man? Who is this supposed to be anyway? Scott
That's
Lang?
Scott Lang.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. All
Young
right.
Scott.
Thoughts on
I like him.
Ant-Man?
I like him.
Yeah,
I think that what's being said about him not true. Is he good? I don't know about him being good, but I'll put it out there. He's better than Namor. Once he levels, he a whole problem. Now, granted, there are some main characters that, and some characters in the game that can get around all of that shrink. But if you're not playing one of those characters, then Ant-Man is going to beat them probably every time. So maybe he's not somebody you're looking to take into a tournament at the moment. But he's not a bad main character. He just is what he is. That's the way I look at it. And mathematically, his level up isn't a problem based on the cards we already have. He should level up on four.
he should.
He should. He won't always, but if you stack the deck towards leveling up, he should level up on four.
That's the catch. If you stack the
And
deck towards leveling up, then what you playing?
alt win.
Okay. That's a plan. Because stacking the deck towards leveling up is a rough one. That is a rough one.
Doesn't need locations at all.
True.
He needs his win condition and maybe some defensive plot twists, and that's it. Is he going to get there every time? Nope. But will he get there enough times to, for him to actually be playable? Yes. Based on the math.
I'm down for what the math is saying. So, like I said, I'm now characters, all the characters having strength, that is ridiculous. So I do, like I said, see how he can be an issue. I don't like him better than She-Hulk, personally.
No, he's not even close.
Now, since you mentioned Namor, let's move on to Submariner. He is frightful, level one, flight for 3/6 health, aka Namor. Namor has angry, which means he has to be in the first attack. He has to be part of the first attack if able. And he has invade. When attacking a back row character, it can't strike him. And he has joined the Fantastic Four, level up 4 XP. When a Fantastic Four character appears on your side, Submariner gains 1 XP. Submariner levels up into Fantastic Four Submariner. So let's look at this Fantastic Four Submariner. So he goes from Frightful to Fantastic Four. And he is level 2, flight, 866 health, aka Namor. Now his keyword is slightly less angry. Submariner must be in your first or second attack each turn if able. It can be a team attack. He also still has invade, but now he also has safeguard. I don't like angry on characters with flight. That's backwards to me. That's too counterproductive for me. Because now, in order for me not to attack, I got to put him in the back row. You know, otherwise I got to swing him into somebody and probably get stunned. If I put him in the back row, now I'm losing a whole attacker. You know, thoughts on Submariner?
I don't know. I know there are a lot of people that actually like him. I don't know what it is. So, first of all, having angry on a main character with defense this low is a problem right off the bat. So I'm 4-3. The only thing I can attack safely is characters that don't have two attack, I mean three attack, and aren't in the back row. If they're in the front row, which that's where people are going to put the characters, he can get stunned back. On top of that, it's going to take till turn four for him to level, which with a character that has three defense and is aggressive, a lot of times you're going to end up getting stunned back. Then when he levels, he's at 8-6. He's still very stunnable. He still has to be up front. He still has to attack within the first two attacks. And he's still vulnerable to being stunned back easily. If you give him range, that just means he's going to have to attack no matter what. Which, I don't know, maybe that's a good thing once you set everything up. Maybe it's not. Like, I don't think he's a horrible main. I just think he's one of those main characters where you need everything to be going in your favor for you to have success consistently. I don't like him.
Now, I will say he can level before turn four. He'll probably level. He has a possibility of leveling on three.
Possibly.
Yeah, but leveling before three, not likely.
What are the odds of you leveling before three, though, on
Right, that's what I'm
XP?
saying. Yeah.
And do you want to play those characters to do it?
No,
Because
you
I
don't.
don't.
I agree. I don't either.
And then he has the nerve to have safeguard on his level two. So not only is he attacking, he's getting hit first.
Yeah, like
I
say,
don't like it.
it's see, with Jennifer Walters, aka She-Hulk, the downside is outweighed by what she does on level two. Less so with Ant-Man, but however, Ant-Man having shrink means that people need multiple folks, and keep in mind all the defensive plot twists that Fantastic Four has access to, and we'll get into the inventions in a second. So I can see, Scott sticking around. I can't see him sticking around past turn six. I know he can do some damage, but he's going to take some damage at the same time. You know, yeah, I get you could put Herbie over there and then block with Herbie and all that type of stuff, but it's like, anytime I'm forced to do something with my main, that's a negative to me. It's just like when people forced when your XP condition is controlled by your opponent. You know what I'm saying? That's a huge red flag for me. You know, But when your opponent does so and so, when they play this plot twist, or when they characters get stunned or KO'd, or like, what if they don't play no characters? And then by the time they do play the characters, now my character, my main is too small to even hurt them. So now in this situation, you're telling me whenever a Fantastic Four character appears, he can get one XP. Okay, fine. What's going to happen between turns one and three? I'm probably going to take it on the chin. Now, granted, when he does level up and you got Alicia Masters, you're going to be a little bit bigger. You know, that part I do like. And that's the same thing for Ant-Man, same thing for She-Hulk. Only difference with Submariner is when he does, he has to level up. He has to actually become a Fantastic Four character, which isn't until his level two in the first place. So nothing is keeping him from taking it on the chin on level one because he's frightful on level one. So he's not using defensive plot twists then. You know? And then what if people are, you know, they swinging on your support characters first? They swing on your support characters first, getting them out the way. They might be face down on your turn or some nonsense. Or if they might not even be there, depending on the format. And this dude might be solo dolo every time you go to start your turn. So, like I said, it's problematic for me. I'd have to see him in action, see what somebody else do with him.
Hey, like
Now,
you can see. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
no, go ahead. What you gonna say?
I was gonna say you can see that you see the path to success to him having success. You see what he has to do. But against certain against a lot of main characters, it's just not gonna matter.
It's
Like
not.
you're gonna need to pull multiple defensive plot twists, and you're gonna need your opponent to miss something just. Because how often are you going to get past even the first turn without getting hit when your defense is three? Unless you don't, unless you have a plot twist. So whatever you played on one is probably going down.
Yeah, I agree. I
So I'm not a fan. I think he just a jobber.
just another dude, or just another guy, whatever you be saying.
Just the guy.
Yeah. Now this is who I'm looking forward to playing right here, God of Thunder. So we got Thor. He is frightful, level one, flight range 4-3, 7 health. Herald of Galactus, pay one less to recruit Galactus supporting characters. Level up condition, the energy of five worlds. Level up 1 XP at the start of your main phase. There are locations with five different names on your side. Thor gains 1 XP. God Blast, when Thor levels up, he may stun an enemy supporting character. That alone is fantastic. Having flight and range, being the back row, got a gank of health, you know, being able to team attack, block. You know, I'll get blocked, all that type of stuff. Now, when Thor levels up, still frightful, level two, flight range, 777 health. Still has Herald of Galactus, but now he has Galactus Bomb, main phase blue. You may remove a Galactus character in your hand from the game. If you do, stun each enemy character. That is who I am looking forward to playing.
Not about to argue with
This
you.
is ridiculous. This, because this level up right here, at the start of your main phase, if there are locations with five different names on your side, I'm not going to say that's a cakewalk, but that can be done. At the start of your main phase, locations with five different names. Now, keep in mind, if you ramp, like, say, for example, with Nick Fury, who can put a location in your row, you may be able to get those five resources out faster, especially having Mirage playing Wilds in the row, and then just keeping that, you know, keeping one of your basics in your hand, play Mirage, then put the basic in the resource row on turn four. And boom, you level up on turn four. Depending on the format, obviously. But yeah, thoughts on Thor?
He's obviously good. As far as the level up condition goes, it just says five different names, right?
Five different resources. Yeah, you gotta have five different names.
Okay, so obviously you don't want to deal with Mole Man or anybody like that.
Right.
He hates Mole Man with a passion.
Yeah.
But unless you got somebody flipping your resources down, this dude ain't even hard to deal with. If you want, you can put a whole bunch of wild locations in your deck and get them leveled up.
Yep, either that or
And rush him
basics.
to a leveled up situation. You said what?
That or basics, and then just flip the basics up.
Does
If
it
it get
say it
flipped
has to be
face down,
basic, or does it say it has to be different names?
it just says different names. No, I'm saying you have access to stuff earlier in case they do get flipped down, or in case you have to spend it or some junk. So you
Right.
do have build a better world. You don't have to wait till Ant-Man comes out, but build a better world only flips up basics. But we do have six different basics in the game, you know. So the basics may come in handy.
honestly, wouldn't even mess with it. I would just be like, all right, I'm just putting enough in here that I know I'm gonna pull a basis. And you can level up pretty quickly that way and then do what you do. Honestly, though, I'm leaning towards not even worrying about it. I just want him to stay alive.
With seven health, that's doable.
He can stay alive. When he levels, he levels. And the longer it takes me to level, the more dangerous my level up stun is.
True.
And from that point forward, because obviously you got four Galactuses in the deck, and that being said, he doesn't want to deal with anything that's pulling Galactuses out. So that's something you don't want to deal with. You don't want to deal with Fox Mulder. You don't want to deal with any of the cubes. But
Right.
other than that,
Yeah. Everywhere I go, I see his face. No. This is discarding from the hand.
right. I mean,
You're talking
all
about
that does
stuff
is
that's
keep me
snatching
from playing
everything.
them.
Yeah, I feel you.
Right. All
Yeah.
that does is keep me from playing them. So,
Right.
okay, if I can't play them, then I just God bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like them. I think being able to just stun whoever and everybody is pretty powerful. So yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. So now moving on to our, let's see here, support character. Let's go ahead and get this dude out the way. We got Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, two cost, 3/3, 1 health, dodge. Spider-Man can't be ranged attack. Fantastic suit. When Spider-Man gets powered up, he may create an invention.
Best card in the box.
Hands down. Hands down.
Not even close.
It's not even close. It really isn't. Because we keep getting inventions. You know what I'm saying? Fantastic Four has the most inventions of any team so far. So, plus the generic inventions you can get. So now your hand is just ridiculous. And we have probably more Spider-Mans in the whole game than any other character.
Way more.
So, being able to power up Spider-Man, you literally can discard your whole hand, put a counter on this, put multiple counters on this dude, and then get a gang of counter, get a gang of equipment and whatnot. So, like I said, it's he can get out of control for a two drop very, very fast. Like I said, we can move on. It's not
You
even
can
a real discussion with him.
literally build a deck based on him.
Yeah, and it'll
He
be worth it.
You could just be like, okay, I'm who best makes Spider-Man work? This two cost card. That's what you can do. You can build a whole deck based on him, and then now, granted, you gotta pull him, but he you can. It's possible to have half the Fantastic Four inventions in your hand on turn two. Just give me half the inventions. Spider-Man is now 9-9, and he's basically my main character.
Pretty
Like,
much.
because I was wondering when they said Future Foundation, I was like, oh, they might have a Spider-Man main character. And they do. He's just not a main character.
Right. So, let's see. Let's move on to we got a plot twist here. Anti-gravity disc, which is an invention. This game starts in an invention pile. It's just one of them. And we have is this Frightful Four main phase, put a +1/+1 counter on up to four characters, they have flight this turn. Solid. It's like I said, it's an adventurous with frightful team.
I think it's more than solid,
Yeah.
especially if in a Doom deck.
Yeah, if you get the like I said, see, my thing is, now that Spider-Man is here, he's getting people just so early now. He's getting all these inventions super early in the game. So if it's not on team with Fantastic Four, it's like, okay, am I going to be at a disadvantage? This ability is good though, giving folks flight, and but they got a lot of people that got flight and range on their team anyway, especially the mid to late game. They got a decent amount of people that's got it.
Yeah, but their early game is so trash.
The early game is trash.
So you can now, like, let's say you playing Dr. Doom, right? Part of his issue was that he didn't really have a way to protect himself early. Now you can play this, and whoever you have out there, you can boost him up a little bit and get him flight. So that gives him more time to do what he's trying to do in those games where, oh man, I didn't pull my yellows right away.
Well, like I said, let me verify this. It says flight this turn. So you lose a flight at the end of the turn. You keep an account.
Ah.
You keep an account, you're losing a flight. Yeah. So
Okay, well, it's not as good as I thought. Maybe I should look at the cards while we talk about them. That'll help.
Yeah, so now I'm gonna go right on over here to Destroyer. He is frightful. 3 cost, flight range, 3/2/2 health. Herald of Galactus. So, you pay one less to recruit Galactus supporting characters. Here's the catch about this dude. He is now the earliest Herald in the set. That completely changes how you play old Galactus and new Galactus. So now he also has infused with Galactus's life energy, main phase blue, KOA. What does it say? KOA wounded supporting character. Destroyer pays the less. What is this? The less power symbol. Pays one less power symbol to do something while Galactus is face up on your side. I can't read all of that
Basically,
from that ad.
obvious, basically, it's free if Galactus is out there.
Why didn't nobody take a better picture of that?
Hey man, be happy with what you got, buddy.
I'm saying, like,
It was very
let's see.
amusing trying to hear you trying to read that though.
Squinting over here, hurting my eyes. I got you. So, let's see. Oh, I see what it's saying. KO won the supporting character. He pays one less power if Galactus is face up. Okay, I got what you're saying. Okay. I'm still trying to, too hard to read that mess. Now, obviously, he's going good with Galactus. Because being able to get Galactus leveled up faster for OG Galactus is great. And of course, you want to play this dude in the new Galactus because that allows Galactus to start attacking.
How much health does he have?
Two.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And of course, just a little bit of ramp. You play Mantis in the deck, you get the, on turn three, you got four resources. If you don't have this dude, well, you probably got 8 4 drops in there that's going to be available. So that's going to work in your favor too. And Galactus doesn't even need a he doesn't need a any locations. So that works in your favor as far as how you want to build the deck. It definitely gives you more variety. So moving on to more support characters. No, wait. Let me go ahead and knock out this other invention since we was talking about it. We got Power Siphon, frightful invention. One cost. If Power Siphon is an equipment, and like I said, it's one invention. Attach harness. When you equip Power Siphon, choose a face-up enemy supporting character. Equip character gains that character's printed powers, and that character loses and can't gain powers. That is one of the strongest cards we have seen in a while, but that cheap.
How much this thing cost?
One.
Yeah, Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away and the Lord giveth. That applies to this card in this game at the same time.
Bruh,
Because
that what you say, right? You give it, take it away.
the machine got replaced. And then the next box they give us this nonsense. I love Super Awesome Games, man.
Sometimes I think they
Oh,
just be trolling us
yeah.
for real.
Oh, they definitely be trolling, man. They have to be.
Like, I know y'all know what y'all doing, man. Y'all been doing this for decades at this point. Come on, man. I know y'all see this. Like,
This is so powerful that you might just say, I'm not playing this character because they have power siphon. They have the ability to get power siphon. I'm not playing it just because of that. That's crazy. Would you play Quicksilver if somebody had access to this?
No.
I'm not.
And keep in mind, you're gaining powers. You're not switching anything out. And you can equip this to a main. So if your main already has powers like flight and range, and you do get Quicksilver's ability, and your main is already a decent size, how you getting to them? They got flight and range. How you gonna get to them? You know, and all those different effects that stun folks, a lot of them don't stun MCs. They stun supporting characters, you know? Like, I don't want to see no Thor with no power siphon on. Like, get out of here.
Man.
So, I don't want Thor with Sage's ability neither. You know? Like, this is, like I said, this is bananas. That's crazy. And with power siphon, you might be more willing to play some underutilized people that's got a lot of tech just because you know you could take somebody else's abilities from them, you know, from their support characters. You know, like, oh, I pull so and so. I gotta wait to use this, you know, use this keyword or this ability. But let me go ahead and play it because so and so, you know, this other character already just put power siphon into my hand because of the invention. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this in on this time around. Okay.
And it's so dangerous because Frightful naturally leans towards the later part of the game.
Right.
They're not
When
really
stronger people are out.
right. They're not really fast starters for the most part.
They can
So you
finish
could
it though.
like let me slow this down. Okay, you're gonna put this crazy person out here. Give me that power. I want that. Now you don't have the power. And that's not even counting all the big crazy people they playing later.
It
Man.
says choose a face-up enemy supporting character. So keep in mind, you take in all their powers. Flight, range, keywords, AKAs, all of that stuff. You know, so like I said, this card is a trip, man. This card is definitely tripped out.
These adventures are crazy.
See these inventions right here? It's going to force more people to start playing Agent 13 to KO inventions and start having more people play Rocket to get inventions back out the KO pile. That invention is good enough that I'm going to play Rocket in the deck. You know what I'm saying?
You go talk about Rocket
What?
again. Y'all been talking about putting Rockets in decks for like 3 years and then nobody ever does. Now, I am starting to agree with you now. Now I'm starting to say, okay, you guys might be right, but y'all been predicting this for about 3, 4 years.
Power
May be
siphon
right
is
now.
insane.
You may be right.
That joint is insane. So let's look at some more support characters here. So we got Mantle Carnage. Who is this dude? Who is Mantle Carnage?
Man, I'm not doing this. I don't know. Carnage been they've been doing some crazy stuff with symbiotes for the last 3 years. This might be Ben Riley. I don't know, man. I'm not doing this. I don't know. I Google it. I don't know, man.
So, Mantle Carnage is frightful, one cost, range, 112 health. Carnage has range? Superior
Man,
Carnage,
like
the
I
key
said,
word,
they've
win.
been doing some crazy stuff with Carnage lately, man.
Apparently. Superior Carnage, when Mantle Carnage appears, put a plus one counter on him or each other frightful character on your side. Oh, that can get ridiculous real quick. Symbiosis, Mantle Carnage can have and gain plus one counters while stunned. Mantle Carnage is basically saying you can make a frightful mono deck now. And you can swarm with this dude. We was talking about the early game. I think they about to fix that.
I gotta see more before I go that far, but okay.
So, thoughts on Carnage?
I see the potential. I'm not like overly excited right now because I know how garbage the early game is. But who says you have to play him right away? That's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
I don't think Frightful Minds, waiting until later to drop them out there, because they can definitely do some things to get some, like Galactus obviously can protect characters on turn on right away because he's 8/8. He may not be stunning anybody, but he can definitely block. So
Yep.
some interesting stuff. The potential is there. It's and then this might do stuff like this might bring Diablo into play. Because a lot of the issues with him was he's so expensive, and on top of that, there's not usually a situation where you want him out there right away. This might make him more viable now. Let me drop Diablo out here. Let me put this superior Carnage that nobody seems to know who he is out here. Get some counters. All right, Diablo, boost him up. So now you got a huge one drop.
Right.
And if you
That's
can
got two
make
health
him,
and range.
it's an appear ability too. So if you can blink him out and bring him back, yeah, I mean, there's some possibilities here.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. All right. So definitely, yeah, I like Carnage. Carnage is solid. So we go on to two drop Mantle Ant-Man. Fantastic Four. 1/2/1 health. Chosen by Mr. Fantastic, you pay one less to recruit Ant-Man if Mr. Fantastic is on your side or you reveal him in your hand. Okay, that's solid. I can deal with that. Shrink of Genius. When Ant-Man is attacked the first time each turn, you may cancel the combat or wait. Cancel combat or
Yeah,
Ant-Man
read
may
that.
create
Yeah.
an invention.
Yeah, read that. Yep.
Wait, hold
That's
on.
what
Ain't Spider-Man
you
on?
saw what that said. That's what it said. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
Bruh, how many inventions are they giving you? They giving you
Everything.
ridiculous access to inventions.
All of it. You get all of it. You get all the adventures.
This is crazy.
It said exactly what you thought it said when you read it. I heard the brain shift while you were reading it.
This is crazy. You telling me I can play Mr. Fantastic, put Ant-Man out on turn one? Put him in the front row, and whenever he get attacked, I can grab an invention. Then I can play Spider-Man on the next turn, power this Joker up, get even more inventions. And it ain't but turn two. That's crazy. That is crazy. I can't even say nothing against that. I really can't.
Like,
Man.
I mean, you get the best of both worlds. I can either protect them because I don't think you can get to them, and I can delay it, or I can just be like, okay, I sacrifice them. Give me an invention. That's
Wow.
a very great trade-off, and you're not even paying for
Yep.
it. Well, you're paying the recruit cost to get them
Recruit
out there,
cost.
but you know what I'm
Right.
saying.
I know what you mean. I mean, that's still solid even if you're not playing Mr. Fantastic, because you can have Ant-Man, Mantle Ant-Man, and Spider-Man on turn two. And you know there's a high chance on turn two, I'm getting something out this invention pile. You know what I mean? At some point, and obviously Spider-Man is better, because you're controlling it, not your opponent. But at some point, they got to attack Ant-Man. You know, yeah, maybe they'll have out of combat stuns or some negatives or something, but that's still a good, that's he's
Let me do
solid.
what y'all been doing. Let me do what y'all been doing for years.
What?
Let's talk about a Guardians character that hasn't been played for a long time. Oh man, this gonna bring Yondu out. Go bring Yondu out of retirement.
No, I ain't saying all
That's
that. I ain't saying all that.
how y'all been sounding to me. You talking about Rocket.
No, that's apples and oranges.
I don't care.
So now we got Medusa, Fantastic Four, three costs, four, five, one health. Chosen by Invisible Woman. You pay one less to recruit Medusa if Invisible Woman is on your side or reveal her in your hand. Superpower, Hair She Is. Main phase red. Choose an enemy character to be passive this turn or immobile on its next turn. An enemy character? Wow. That's oh, you know what? Hold on. Where is it at? Where is it at? Let's see what the other Medusa said. The other three dropped for A-Force. She got grab, prehensile hair, main phase red, and exhaust the front row enemy character can't ready or be moved until Medusa gets stunned or leaves play. I actually like the A-Force one better.
Yeah, that's definitely better.
Yeah, because this is giving you
Power
an
is
either
definitely
or.
better.
The A-Force one is giving you both. Stats is a little bit better, but not by much. A-Force is 3-5. This one is 4-5.
That card, that's one of the most underrated cards in this game's history.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, chosen by the Invisible Woman. So she could be a two cost 4-5. But so that 4-5 on two is definitely good. Solid ability. I think it's a decent card. Decent I don't know if the Fantastic Four needed more three drops, but I mean, it is what it is.
Man, I look at it like, okay, obviously this is an optimal play if you're running Sue. Is she a better play than Herbie in a Sue deck? And then I think, okay, well, maybe I can play her and Sue, Herbie and Sue, because the Fantastic Four don't really have outstanding two drops unless you count the Spider-Man that's coming out in the same box. So in a Sue deck, I'm probably not playing Spider-Man, so Herbie and this. Oh yeah, give me that.
Yeah, no, I feel you. So moving on to She-Hulk. Four cost, Fantastic Four, 5-4-2 health. Chosen by the Thing. You pay one less to recruit She-Hulk if Thing is on your side or you reveal him in your hand. Superpower, do I get to say it's clobbering time? Combat green. She-Hulk gets +5/+0 and can't be stunned this combat. Yeah, I'm with it. That's not even, I can't even argue against that. I can 10-4 for a character that cost me possibly three, and it don't get stunned. I'm with it. And then Thing can go ahead when she gets swung on, and he can flip the red and put it in the back, and he take over the combat, and he might be 16-16. That's fine by me. Thoughts on She-Hulk?
It ain't really nothing to talk about.
Yeah, this is just a
Especially
fantastic card. No pun intended.
with the new thing.
For real, right?
Let me put this out there on three. Swing and get things some XP. Probably level them up. Removing from the game right there. Right. That was my biggest thing with thing is, can I put wounds on you in the early game? Okay, this is helping them do that.
Definitely. Yeah. So let's go on to the next four drop is Frightful Madam Medusa. Four cost, 3/8, one health, aka Medusa, Frightful Forelock. When Madam Medusa appears, choose enemy character to become immobile until Madam Medusa leaves play. It can't move during its formation step. I think this is going to be better. if you know you can keep the character where you can constantly hit him in the face. You know what I mean?
This is like Mobius, except you basically, the character already has to be where you want them to be for it to matter. So as good as Mobius is, we already know this can work. Of course, with Mobius, you can like play him on one and jack a whole level up condition up, but she doesn't seem to have that potential, but she is good, potentially.
Yeah, I like her. I do see the potential. That eight defense means it's going to be really, really hard to get rid of her too. Now, the catch is just because the person is immobile doesn't mean they can't attack. They, of course, can, they don't have passive and immobile. They can still swing on you. They just can't change roles. We have to
Imagine,
see
but
that.
imagine if this is like Rogue. Imagine
Oh,
if you play it against Rogue.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can see this going in a rogue deck, especially
Oh,
if
I
you got
mean,
something.
against Rogue.
What you mean, keeping her in the front?
Oh, I'm gonna move her crazy tail to the back.
Oh, I thought you meant keep her in the front and they just keep hitting her in the face. But yeah, you can do that too, because I was just about to suggest that
I don't
she
want
was.
Rogue in the front.
Right. But no, I was saying, because Rogue can get shot. You might have a whole, different kind of deck. But
Well,
anyway,
like
like.
so okay, so sorry for interrupting you, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Obviously it's dependent on the situation, right? Like
Right.
if it's or if you get a right on four, Rogue probably that's when Rogue is in the middle of doing her thing. She most of the time she'll be leveled already, but let's say she's not leveled. Oh, okay, you in the back now. And you probably don't have much in your deck that's gonna be able to defend itself. Because I can now take that stuff that you had out that was assisting you in the back row, and I can concentrate on going to you from range. You might never level. Or if it's late game and you got the shooters, oh, I'm gonna lock you up front. So it's pretty versatile.
I like it. Like I said, if I got a flyer and I'm putting this in the back row and locking somebody down, like with say you team this up with Namor and Namor is level, and even when you're not hit level, he still has invade. So if I got somebody I need to hit in the back row, I can see this going good with Moonstone, just to make sure I can always be able to fly over.
Yeah.
But that the A-Force Medusa is still the best one. So moving on to Crystal. Fantastic Four, 5 cost, flight, range, 6/3, 1 health. Elementalist keyword. When Crystal appears, search your deck for a basic blue, yellow, green, or red location you don't already have in your resource row. Reveal it and put it into your hand.
Thor has a card.
Huh? What'd you say?
Thor has a helper.
Barely. She costs 5 though. And she's putting it in your hand. So you already put a resource down.
Already told you, I'm not in a rush to level Thor up.
I feel you.
So, that might help me get the last card I need to
Maybe.
stun you on the next turn on six. Let me stun you six drop.
Yeah, I guess.
I got 7 health. I'm good.
True. That's true. I like the fact that he stays the same team affiliation because that definitely helps him out if you want to build certain types of decks. Yeah, I see the potential. I just
Mean, you
six
might not go
three.
that route. You might
Right.
not go that route. But I mean, just being able to search for any location you need, that's strong.
I'll tell you. No, it's strong, but I probably wouldn't be using it in that type of deck. I got other ideas I'd be using for, but yeah, I feel you. Now, this dude I like. I remember him from the OG versus Dragon Man. Fantastic Four, 6 cost, flight range, 8/8, 2 health, pacifist, genius. At the end of your turn, if Dragon Man is ready, draw a card. Okay. 8/8 on 6, 2 health, I'm with it. Flight range, I'm down. If I get an opportunity to draw a card, fine, I'll draw a card. Maybe I'm already swarming the field, or I auto stunned a bunch of folks, or blew up people with Thor with the God Hammer, Galactus Blast blue thing, and my man ain't got nothing left to do but draw me a card. Okay, he ain't take no wound that turn either. I see no problems. You're the best six drop out there? No. But for this box, I see it.
He's counter to the way I like to play, so
Right, I get it.
I see you. I don't know exactly what deck I'm playing this in. I mean, I think about the frightful six drops, and it's like, eh. They don't really have great six drops anyways, but unless you
Right,
count
right.
like Baker or like what can would I play this over Maker?
Probably, because you already
I
got your
guess
stuff
it
on
depend
what's his
on.
face? On Spider-Man.
No, well, I mean, I'm not this Spider-Man as great as he is, you can't play him in every deck. So I don't know. I have to sit down and think about what am I playing this in my deck for? What deck am I playing this with? Because, yeah, he's 8-8, and whatever attacks him is probably getting struck back,
Right.
which, that's fine. You don't have to attack with him. But 8-8 on six is not all that great now. Now, that's pretty much average, close to average. So he's going to get stunned if they want to stun him. So it's like, okay, I'll put him out here. They put their six out there, and they're like, yeah, I'm still stunning them. And that is like, okay, then what was he out there for? So it has to be some specific type of deck
That you're using them
to
for.
playing them with,
Yeah,
right? And I
I
just
feel
don't know
you.
what that is.
I have some ideas between him and Crystal. Yeah. But thanks. So moving on to, got a couple cards left. Got Sandman on six for Frightful. All right. Have you seen this Sandman card?
I have.
Is that a Sentinel face or Magneto head at the bottom left of this card? Like, what is that?
I have no idea.
It just seems so random. It don't seem like, you know what it reminded me of? Remember you played Mortal Kombat? You did something, and then that dude would come out and be like, Toasty. That's what that looks like. It looks like it's just so out of place. Like, I don't know what this clip is from. You know what I'm saying? To understand what's going on here. But anyway, Sandman, six cost, Frightful, 5, 6, 2 health, Frightful forearms, main phase green. Sandman strikes up to two characters he could attack. If they're going to give people stuff like this, they got to give them higher attack to make it worth it. I'd rather pay two greens and have this dude's attack be like 7 or 8. You know what I'm saying?
What's his attack again?
Five on a six drop.
Okay.
So it says he could strike up to two characters he could attack, and you're not stacking strikes. You know what I'm saying? You flip this green. Going to strike, and then you can attack, and then that'll get a strike. So, unless you pump him before you flip the green, he's just striking for five on turn six. Who got five defense on turn six?
You power them up, you can hit the new name or level two.
Had you mentioned it, you sure could.
Can also hit. I mean, in general, I don't really like. I'm not really huge on cards that require you to pay a bunch of junk just to have them be useful. Like he's not useful against anything but swarm decks, which those are more prevalent now. So,
Right.
but unless you boost him, you're not using Might Mace Right to boost him because his power requires a green.
Right. Now you're spending two green to do one thing one time. Like, that don't make sense.
You're basically talking about a possible Diablo boost, which I don't know which boost gives him plus four. It's probably a green that gives your character plus five too, so that might not even be what you're looking for. I don't know what you're doing. I like the words. Powers are horrible, but I
It's a
like
green.
the
It's a green.
word.
Now, if
Words
you
are
use a
great.
yellow and a green, then he'll be 10 with flight, which means that'll give him more access to people unless somebody's already blocking. But yeah, either way it is, it's a green. So it's like making him bigger is going to cost you 2 greens. Well, then just charge me 2 greens then on the card and make him bigger. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go through all this extra rigmarole. I wanted to say Frightful Forearms, main phase, 2 greens, Sandman strikes with up to 2 characters he could attack. Have his stats be, 7 to 10, skip his defense. It is whatever it is. And then he got 2 health. I don't care if his defense was 1. I'm just flipping these 2 greens to get my strikes in, you know?
They obviously don't want you doing that.
Apparently not.
They think that's too strong, obviously. And it might be. That probably is too strong. Get out of here.
How often you gonna be flipping 2 greens though? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but I'm gonna figure it out if that's if the situation, if you give me a 10-1 on 6 and I need 2 green, I'm gonna figure it out.
Yep,
I'm gonna figure that out.
I agree. At least one time I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah, I mean that's worth it to me. Because
I agree.
I can flip the 2 green, strike 2 folks, and then still attack.
Still attack, right?
Now I see why they making you work for it, but
Yeah.
in
That's a lot of
a lot of
cards coming out of your
times,
hands, so.
exactly, a lot of times when you make me work for it, it's not worth it.
I agree.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can see him being a tech card. Especially against something like Outriders, depending on how big they even got by the time you get to turn 6, you know. So
Now, if you put a Proteus on this dude, okay, now we talking.
right.
Now we talk.
Yeah, play him
Now
on 7 and then
it's
Proteus on 8.
dumb.
Yeah.
Now it's stupid.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I agree now. Okay. Yeah. So moving on to the last support character we got is Thor, Frightful, 9 cost, light range, 16/16, 4 health. Herald of Galactus and Herald of Thunder. Herald of Galactus, pay 1 less recruited Galactus supporting character. Herald of Thunder, main phase green, put a +1/+1 counter on another character equal to its attack. This is a scary 9 drop.
Yeah, I don't like this, man.
This is a scary 9 drop.
I don't like this at all. I don't like this.
Especially for Incursion, since we lost Namor, it's the next best thing. This is the next best thing.
Take this over Namor. Because this
Well,
thing can make Namor better.
yep. In a format where you
This
could play Namor and Thor, I'd be doing both.
he's on team with Terax. Terax out here doing crazy stuff with counters.
Yep.
Then he can do something even crazier after that. His effect works on mains. It's they really trying to make Galactus a problem, I see.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job of it. They are definitely doing a good job of making Galactus a problem.
I don't know which Galactus this is better with, but this is
Yes, it's which Galactus is it better with? Yes.
better with yes. Okay, I feel you.
Both, yes, whatever you want to call it. Because, like I said, Galactus ramping to this dude. Or even if you just brought him out early with a pixie or something, and then just dump counters on somebody and he get KO'd. Okay, how much is them counters though? Counters might put anywhere between 5 to 10 counters on somebody flipping that green, you know?
This might make me play Fire Lord just to get him out on 8.
For real, yeah, yep. I got, yeah. This is a problem. 4 health, he ain't going nowhere. He gonna be hard to stun too. I
What's
get
his base
Ragnarok.
stats?
16/16.
Yeah,
16,
that's
16
oh my
flight
what?
range and 4 health.
So who's bigger than him?
On 9? Nobody.
Who bigger?
I mean,
Yeah,
Namor is bigger than him when Namor first come out, because Namor is 21-21, and so is Agamotto. But on nine, nobody.
he don't like Agamotto.
Right.
I will say
But
that he
his
don't like
base
him.
stats
But
is still
Agamotto is 10,
fantastic.
though. Agamotto is a 10 cost character.
Right,
So I mean,
right.
yeah.
So that's why I'm not necessarily tripping on it, because it's like his base stats is still 16-16. He could easily team attack with somebody and take Agamotto down, you know. And Agamotto don't have fighting range. He do. So he can take Agamotto down and not get struck back. You know,
Or just
so
ignore him.
that too, because Agamotto ain't blocking for nobody, and he's still gigantic. So, like I
He
said,
fly
this
over this mug here.
like I said, this dude.
Domain real quick.
Yep, every time. Cause for 9 cost, Eliab is 17-8. Anybody else competing with that for 9 cost? They get in 16-16. Fenris is
Yeah.
18-8.
Ain't
But
nobody worrying about no finish.
I know. I'm just looking at the stats, bruh. I'm just looking at the
I just had to laugh at that.
stats. Like, Null comes close at 15-15 flight 3 cost. I mean 3 health. But yeah. Mr. M not even touching him. He 15-10 with range. Monarch is 6-15. Yeah, this a big boy. Oh, Sentry. There you go. Sentry is 8 cost, 18-18.
And what's Sentry's problem?
He can't strike.
Sentry just out there, just
Like when he
man,
can strike,
go home, dude. What you
you
doing
got
out
the
here, man?
super elemental is an 8. That's 16-16, 2 health, no flight, no range, one of a kind. So, but for the most part, ain't nobody touching Thor, this frightful Thor. It's an uphill battle.
Man, if
Now,
Sentry was on your team, you would be so mad. You'd just be looking at him like,
yup. And usually when I
why?
wound up playing Sentry, he'd be there sitting there blocking until I could get a
Like,
yellow.
why is he on the team, man? First of all, he ain't doing nothing. On
Not a
top of that,
doggone thing.
he might flip a switch and kill everybody. Why is he here? Send him somewhere else, man. I don't want. I quit. I quit.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, this is I thought this was gonna wind up being some whack mess, but they brought some heat in this box, man. They brought some heat in this box. So I'm glad it did not disappoint. Gonna see some
Man,
ridiculous
it
mess
could have
with this
been
Spider-Man for sure.
Future Foundation. The Future Foundation was one of the best, to me, one of the best things they did with Fantastic Four within the last couple of decades. It honestly could have even been better. It could There's some characters in that were in Future Foundation. They could have made a whole Doom main. They could have did a bunch of stuff, man.
Gotcha. Okay. Wait a minute. Future Foundation when Johnny died?
I don't remember all that. I just know this was when Valeria and her brother was starting to actually be more useful. And
Okay.
Doom, and it was a, they had a bunch of scientists from all over as a part of the Future Foundation. Maker was causing problems. I mean, even Doom was in Future Foundation. That's why we had that seven drop fantastic supporting character from the other box. So
Yeah,
It was some
the
good
Guardian
stories.
Doom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like that Doom. Yeah.
he's a you say a guardian.
Yeah. What you mean?
He's
Doom is a
fantastic.
guardian.
He's not fantastic.
The Doom that came in the other set, one is a Fantastic Four and one is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because he came in both the boxes. Like they can't keep their hands off Doom. Yeah, the
Can't keep my hands off you.
seven drop creates two Fantastic Four inventions for a yellow.
Take your mask off, boy.
But why do I care? if I got Spider-Man being powered up and yanking all the yanking all the inventions anyway.
Because Spider-Man can't be in every deck. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
Very nature of his ability means he doesn't go everywhere,
Yeah.
which that's a good thing because he's stupid.
Yeah, he is very, very ridiculous. Very ridiculous.
They was taking shots before they made their card.
They was taking something. Because
We
this
about to.
card don't make sense.
Or they was dancing in place like we doing something dumb right now and drinking when they made
I don't see no lies told right there. Because
that car. And I like the card. I ain't complaining about it.
oh, me either. Me
It's
either.
just, I think the fact that you can't put it in every deck means that it's not overpowered because if I want him, if I want to use him, not only do I have to pull him, that means I got to put a bunch of Spider-Man in my deck. So
Right.
that's weakening the deck in a way. So I like the balance of it, and it's a smart use of the game state because it's a gang load of Spider-Man cards out here.
Tell me about it.
It's so many of them when you start thinking about it. Why they
Yeah.
have so many Spider-Mans
Exactly. Spider-Man is
everywhere?
everywhere. Yeah, he is. I mean, it's not, and the thing about it is because they go by storylines, it's not like they just throw a Spider-Man in a box. Like, no, he part of the storyline. You know what I'm saying? Spider-Man been on the Fantastic Four team. Spider-Man was with part of the main stuff that was going on with Civil War, the symbiote arc. Spider-Man just been everywhere.
Not to mention they had comic books that featured Spider-Man teaming up with other characters for years.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man's been involved in almost every major. I mean, he is Spider-Man is their main character. So it makes sense, but man, it's a lot of these jokers swinging around in this game. They all over the place. We ain't even started putting the clones out here yet.
Tell me about
It's all Peter.
it. Yep.
It's actually Peter. Imagine if they start putting clones out here.
Right. Which they might start doing. So, well,
They
yeah,
only got one so far.
this set is shaping up to be pretty solid. Pretty solid. Just a couple of news nuggets here. On November 8th, we're supposed to get the Marvel Zombies. And it looks like December 6th, crossover 5 is actually a photo set.
Yeah, that caught me off guard.
That caught me off guard as well. Because we just did three MCU photo sets. So I'm like, okay, what y'all putting in here? We went through Infinity War already, didn't we?
There's definitely some things that haven't been touched upon in the MCU.
No, I agree. I'm just
Oh.
thinking, like, what's the main stuff that might be missing? Like, I don't know.
So far, it looks like they're updating Spider-Man, Cap, and Iron Man and Thor, which, okay. But
I
I don't know
guess.
why.
I don't know.
I
Right.
don't
I'm
know.
saying the same thing. Maybe this is just a test run to see how properties will be when they get an expansion, because this is the first crossover set we've had for Photo. You know what I'm saying? And it's the first time a property I think they're trying to test this out, see how to match up, because they might go back to Buffy, they might go back to X-Files, they might go back to something else that's Photo, depending on how well received this photo box is. Now, me personally, I think everything is already locked out. I think Buffy don't need nothing, don't touch X-Files. Mortal Kombat AEW just came out. Don't touch none of that. It's too soon.
I think they're just trying to make. I honestly think they're just trying to make Photo more competitive with Illustrated.
They're succeeding.
Yeah,
They are succeeding.
AEW definitely.
Bruh. Bruh.
And
And
honestly, I think people still sleeping on AEW, and it's crazy
that's on
to
them. I ain't sleeping on it. The stuff that I
Ooh.
want to do, just not in Photo. That's all. But I ain't sleeping on AEW, that's for sure.
Man, they a whole entire problem.
Indeed. 100% agree. 100% agree. So, any last thoughts about the Future Foundation?
The future is good. Future is good.
All right.
A lot of stuff coming. A lot of stuff about to happen.
Indeed.
And I'm actually, what I'm really anticipating is this zombies box. Something's telling me this is about to be, there's going to be a mechanic in there that's going to change things. That I just have a feeling. And I don't know if I like it, but that's, there's like this feeling of dread.
Yeah, I think it should be for zombies. Yeah.
But I don't, okay, it's for zombies, yeah, but I don't know if I want it to be in the game, but I have a feeling it's going to be something stupid that's going to change things. I just, yeah, I don't know, man. Ever since they announced it, I've just been a little scared, as I'm just saying. What are y'all about to
Right.
do?
I'm looking
Something
forward to
crazy about
seeing
to
what
happen.
they're gonna do with this. Yeah. So go ahead and wrap up. This is your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Big Daddy Tussle.
All right. We'll see you guys on the in the Discord or Facebook later.